This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Let's do this. My name is Lee Elsie, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays on the great USA Radio Network, I get a chance to sit in the big seat for the first hour, warm y'all up for the great Wayne Allen Root, who will be here at the top of the hour. And again, you can always reach out to me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. It's been about, look, 4, 5, 6 days since we talked last. So much is going on. So much ugliness. So much negative politics, so much destruction going on in Washington. And now the impeachment will be pushed forward tomorrow. Apparently they'll vote on all the particulars, send it over to the Senate, and get this thing moving, I guess, in the direction. Nancy Pelosi apparently has held on to it long enough. So as of earlier this afternoon, she was going to send it over, and they would cast their votes on how and what and why and what would actually take place as far as the impeachment and how it would go from the House's perspective. And the Senate would grab that and see what happens with that as far as who's going to get called as far as witnesses. If they go that route, if enough people want to go down that road, they will. But I find myself almost speechless thinking about where we are in this nation, right? We're talking about the impeachment of a president over a simple phone call, a phone call that may have stretched the bounds that a president has. Maybe slightly colored outside the lines of a coloring book. Maybe. And that is very subjective. It certainly wouldn't be like this. It wouldn't be this partisan if this president wasn't so hated. Because we are now at this edge of the abyss here in this country where if we push forward with this, and we are going to push forward with this, but, you know, we got to a point here where the hatred for a man's personality has so overwhelmingly weighed in on politics in Washington, you're now at the doorstep of impeachment. And whether or not there's going to be a full-blown trial still remains, I guess, in the unknown. But the hatred for a president, I don't think it's ever been this bad. Now, again, he brings a lot of it on himself. But can you imagine what could have been accomplished? Now, I can guess you could say this for almost any president. But for this president in particular, because there's so much pushback against him, can you imagine what could have been accomplished if he had even had some kind of support from the left, even marginal Democrats, if they had come on board? Imagine where we could be. Imagine where we could be. And the hatred and the ugliness and the divide doesn't stop in Washington. It permeates and trickles down to media outlets across the country. I saw a story which I guess I can believe it because it comes from the USA Today. When I was young, I used to read the USA Today a lot, because I thought it gave a nice sort of, like a once-over. Each state had their own little story, and there was a lifestyle section to it, and the sports was really good. But I always used to think, man, USA Today, they're knocking it out of the park. They get a little bit of something for everybody. But the older I got, and the wiser I got, and the more political I got, I said, man, the USA Today goes out of their way, I mean, to be about as left as you can be. And there was a story, an opinion piece by Kate Brannon, the opinion contributor, or a opinion contributor. And the title of the story is Trump's White Male Team is a Bad Look for America and Bad for National Security, too. So, and what happened, the stories, the opinion piece surrounds itself on the idea that when Trump was talking and responding to the Iranian attack with new sanctions in front of America, he was surrounded by a bunch of white men, generals and other folks in his cabinet. And how somehow that is a racist kind of a move on his part, a white supremacist kind of move. It just never ends. These are the people that are in his cabinet. There were other people. Now they're these. Other presidents have had their people. He's had people of color in his cabinet. He's had women in his cabinet. I mean, what exactly is the appropriate amount of folks of color or women that are supposed to surround a president the day after you're giving a speech to the American people about an Iranian attack? Is it supposed to be... You know, maybe is there supposed to be an Asian guy in there as well? Hispanic? I mean, what's the number? Is it supposed to reflect the population at all times, at all costs? You can't make this stuff up. But it's the continued division. The continued nonstop pick at this president that I think in the end is going to reverse the way people feel. And I believe in that sense, I've said this from the beginning, ever since I've been here on the USA Network with you guys and on my own show in the morning in Connecticut, there, it comes a point in time when people who are in the middle get in a protection mode. And I think they're getting there because I think this president has done many, many good things. Many things that we would do if we had the chance to be president. Right? You see a bad guy, you kill a bad guy. That's what I think most people would do. They wouldn't look at the geopolitical nature of some of that stuff and wouldn't worry if a nation got angry or this nation got upset. Too bad. Guy was a bad guy. He's dead. Period. End of story. So as far as some of that stuff goes, it's still remarkable where we are as far as this nation goes when it comes to the partisan political divide. A couple other things. Obviously, we're getting closer and closer to an Iowa caucus, and they've whittled the number of people down who are running for president. Apparently another racial element to this. So, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker dropped out of the race to become the president of the United States. And what you saw on CNN the following 24 hours was nonstop. Well, there you go. All the people of color are gone. Oh, well, that's it. It's got to be racist, right? Listen, the Democrat Party, this is, you've reaped what you've sown. This is what you wanted. Shame on you for not having more people of color who were up there on the stage. How is that anybody's fault but your own? It's remarkable. If a woman isn't the winner, is that going to mean somehow the country is chauvinistic and sexist? The candidates that the Democrats are putting up there to be the president of the United States in 2020, it's a farce, it's a joke. And I'm bewildered, I guess is the best word, that of the 330 million people that are in this country, the Democrats find that Bernie Sanders and Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren and Burn Baby Burn are the best answers to be president. I mean, they reflect nothing of what this country is about. Nothing. They relate to nobody. No one. Zero. Nada. Yeah, okay, Bernie Sanders has his own little legion. But can you... Let me ask you this question. Think about this for a second. Those of you whose 401ks have skyrocketed since the president has taken over in 2016. What do you think would happen? What do you think November 4th? We wake up 2020 and Bernie Sanders is the president of the United States. What do you think will happen to your 401k? What do you think will happen to the stock market the next day? The day after that? The day after that? My guess is you would see a epic fail. Epic. It would be disastrous. It would be I couldn't equate it to anything. I think you'd see the bubble absolutely burst because there'd be no confidence in the fact that this is a man who's a self-proclaimed socialist slash communist. Can you imagine if he is the president in 2020 after the November 3rd election? I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, and Trump, by the way, is saying that as far as this year's election, at this point in time, Trump came out, I think it was yesterday, or maybe it was today, early this morning, and the campaign is saying there's no mistaking that Bernie Sanders has been and is the considered frontrunner right now. A socialist. A card-carrying communist, for God's sake, almost. He is the leader in the polls. He's the one to beat. He's now eclipsed Biden. Man, I'm sorry. This is a flawed scenario for the Dems. You guys, if you're a Democrat and you're listening to me right now, you know it deep in your heart. You feel it in your bones. You know for a fact. You've lost your way. And as every day moves closer to that election, and the candidates that are still up there are the ones that are still up there, as every day moves, again, eventually towards the presidential election, I feel more and more confident that Donald Trump will win. Because forget about what he's done. I mean, there are people out there who don't like him. I get it. There's a big chunk of folks who hate him. His negative numbers are up. His positive numbers, though, are up. I mean, his negative numbers have always been high. Because he's got a persona and an attitude, and his personality is one that is very abrasive. But the people that the Democrats are putting out there to run against him, they're awful. Not one of them is qualified to be the president of the United States. Not one. They're a disaster. All right, I got to take a break. Once again, my name is Lee Elsey. I get the first hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. country ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered. Coming up in just a couple minutes, we'll sit down and chat with my good friend, Dr. Anthony Alessi. He is a neurologist and a real good one at that. He also works at the UConn Health Center here in Connecticut, but he's a very smart guy. I always love talking to him, and we'll chat with him about a number of different medical issues at the bottom of the hour. So a couple things that I ran across that I thought was interesting. Apparently now, two-thirds of the women out there are feeling self-conscious because apparently there are women who are taking selfies of themselves after a good hard workout in the gym and then posting them up on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. Well, okay, so there are a number of women out there in shape, and they're posting pictures, and then there's a bunch of women out there maybe home eating Snickers, and they're not in shape, and they're feeling self-conscious. Well, if you're feeling bad about that, first of all, you shouldn't feel bad about that. Don't feel bad about your body. Your body's your body. You are who you are. It's okay. But if you're feeling bad and you want to look like that woman, this reminds me of the Peloton commercial, and you want to look like that woman, then go work out. Go do something. If that's what you want. Don't complain in a survey that nobody loves you and you feel bad because a couple of your friends who are working out 6 days a week, 3 hours a day, look fantastic. And they're posting pictures of themselves. Sorry. That's what they're going to do. It's amazing. People are nuts. I understand it, right? I get it. Maybe there's a little jealousy. You're feeling bad. Everything about that, right? I get that. But for God's sake, man, if you really want to make a difference, go make a difference. Go make a difference in yourself. You can. I have full faith. I know you can. Yeah, I know I'm going to get in trouble about that, so What else do I have here? Sexual abuse suits could cost the Catholic Church more than $4 billion with a B. A lot of legal analysts are looking at this. 15 states apparently enacted their laws at different times over the past couple of years. New York State opened, a one-year window allowing sexual abuse suits with no statute of limitations on this. A bunch of people came forward with this. This is going to... Well, I mean, we've already gone one round, a couple rounds of this with the Catholic Church, but another $4 billion is going to be taken out of the coffers of the Catholic Church. There's no excuse for this, none. And the priests that are found guilty should hang from, you know, the tallest tree, because what they've done is they've crossed every single bound of decorum. They've broken every trust. The people who were wronged in those settings, there's nowhere for them to go. They've got nothing left. You've taken everything from them, right? I mean, here they were at whatever point in their life, young kid, young child, looking to an older adult and a priest for help, for God's sake. And what happens? They get abused. They can't pay them enough money to make it fair. You can't. Interesting story here. A bunch of Trump allies, apparently, are exploring the buyout of a conservative channel seeking to compete with Fox News. So One America News Network, which a lot of folks tell me to tune into. I don't know anything about this. I don't know if I get it. But apparently there are a number of very wealthy folks who are getting together with the possibility of purchasing that network and turning it into an ultra-conservative network, because apparently Fox is not getting it done for a lot of folks anymore. So I don't know whether or not that's going to happen. We'll see. But even though they got rid of Shepard Smith, or he left, however you want to look at it, a lot of folks are not happy with the direction that Fox is going. Listen, to me, you've got to be willing to put two different sides on the air. Right, I know Trump complained recently that Fox was putting on a couple of Democrat candidates or whoever it was. He complains about anybody who's a Dem, and he was castigating Fox, and the ratings would go down. You've got to be some kind of a news station. Please. And if a Democrat wants to come on and voice their concerns about something, let him. Goodness gracious. We can't fall that far. All right, and finally for this segment, before I got to take a break, here's a sad story. How do you come back from this? A decorated military veteran who served in Vietnam and Iraq, he's claimed that his prosthetic legs were taken away after the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs would not cover the cost. Jerry Hoylman, 69, said that he was in his room at the veteran's home in Mississippi a couple days before Christmas. A man walked in and took away his legs. I don't even know what to say to that. What do you say to that? Medicare did not send me to Vietnam, Hoylman said. He received multiple bronze stars. I hope this story, you know, we're not getting the whole story. Please, God, I hope that they didn't go in there and repossess a war hero's legs, for God's sake. Please. All right, I got to take a break. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk to our good pal, Dr. Anthony Alessi. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi confirms that the House will authorize impeachment managers and send the articles of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow. In a statement, Pelosi is again calling on the Senate to conduct a fair trial. She's criticized Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for signing on to a proposed dismissal resolution. Six Democratic presidential candidates will debate Tuesday night in Iowa. Candidates competing include former Vice President Joe Biden, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and Mayor Pete. One of those candidates you will not see on that stage is former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now, Tim O'Brien is one of his senior campaign advisors. He joins Fox News and does say, though, Bloomberg is in it for the long haul.
You know, Mike Bloomberg sees this effort as the culmination of his life's work. He wants to stop Donald Trump.
Bloomberg will be on with Stephen Colbert after the debate. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to RootWall.com. Everything's at RootWall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. RootWall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. RootWall.com.
All right, it's always a distinct honor and a pleasure to bring in my good pal, Dr. Anthony Alessi. Doc, how are you?
Great. Great to be back with you, Lee.
Long time, no talk. So I wanted to start, if you don't mind, with alcohol use. People out there love to drink, and it seems like alcohol use, people are dying more, right?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting, Lee, because, you know, you think everybody's on all these health kicks, right? Everybody's, you know, going on ketones and exercising and, you know, not eating meat, but they're drinking. And especially women. The number of deaths has really almost doubled in the last 20 years. I mean, the total alcohol-related deaths in 1999 was 35,000. In 2017, it's 72,000.
Wow.
A third of these are from liver disease. But the number of deaths from alcohol among women is up 85%, which is huge. Huge.
Well, the question is why?
You know, I think it's got a lot to do with marketing when you look at this. A lot of these, a lot of the marketing is with these, like, skinny vodka or, you know, hard something. They make it look like it's not that big a deal.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But it is a big deal because it's alcohol. So they've kind of really marketed themselves into this kind of cutesy sphere. It's not women sitting around drinking Johnny Walker Black, right? They're drinking all these cutesy drinks that everybody likes. I don't even know what they're called,
yeah.
But they have specifically marketed towards women, especially young women and middle-aged women. And that's where they have had the most success, really, over the past 20 years, to have that much. But when people don't understand that, it will kill you. So it's important, I think, that we, and I don't have to tell you, seeing more and more alcohol-related deaths on the road.
Sure.
Drunk driving, DUIs.
No excuse for that either.
None. But, you know, at what point do we make a statement, not pass a law, but make a statement as people that this is bad, okay? And you guys got to stop doing this. Stop marketing this stuff the way you are and trying to make money on things that will cause death. We've seen it most recently with the vaping stuff, okay? They're going after children and successfully, and no one's stopping them. We're gonna restrict a couple of flavors. I don't know what that means. Just stop it. Just stop this ludicrous. It's just ludicrous. So when we look at health problems and we look at the cost of health problems, this is where it's coming from. So as long as we don't mind paying more in taxes and Medicare and to support everybody, we should let it go by. Otherwise, I think as Americans, we need to take a stand on this and shut this down.
There are some things out there that, like, maybe it, as far as what they do to you medically, there is a conversation as to whether it's really, really bad for you or whether it's okay or it doesn't do anything to you. For example, fake sugars or other debates about different things that we put in our body. And there's evidence they're compiling evidence that it's bad for you, but nobody really knows, like, if you're drinking a lot of diet sodas, if you're going to die soon. But we do know that if you smoke, you're going to die. And you do know that if you drink, you're going to die. Yet still, both those things are legal, and both those things are readily available for everybody. How is that possible?
Well, let's look at the smoking thing. It's really it was just the anniversary. January 11th was the anniversary of the Surgeon General's warning that appeared first in 1964. And that's when there was conclusive evidence that smoking causes cancer. Now, we have really evolved since 1964. I mean, it's rare that you see somebody smoking, really. I mean, you don't see a lot of people smoking. Nobody's smoking in offices. They're not smoking in restaurants. The amount of people actually smoking cigarettes has gone down dramatically in this country. Now, it's been a combination of regulatory stuff where people don't want it around them. We've discovered that secondhand smoke is as bad as putting your mouth on a cigarette. We've demonstrated that it's harmful to children. So it's rare you see somebody who's a smoker, even as patients. It's rare. So we've made a lot. We've had a lot of success in that regard, in smoking-related illnesses and smoking-related deaths. I think we could do the same in other things, but that's why this vaping thing bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers me because it's like the immunization. It's like the vaccine stuff. It's a step backward, right? We wiped out measles. Now we've got measles, okay? We wiped out smoking. Now we've got new smoking deaths. It's like, you know, two steps forward, one step back in that regard. So it's time. We did a good job with smoking. We just did. We, the American people, did a good job and continue to do a good job. So what did they do? They shifted and went over to Asia and got everybody lung cancer in Asia. Okay? So, right. you can't. It's like whack-a-mole.
Well, I'll tell you, I watched a couple of movies, you know, over the time that I was off. And all they did in some of these movies was smoke from beginning to end. Like the Joker, he smokes constantly in that movie. And I know that's not necessarily real life, but even in the Hollywood movie that Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio are in, they smoke constantly. I think maybe they're trying to re-romanticize smoking.
Maybe. I haven't seen any of those movies, so it's interesting. I did see Little Women, and nobody was smoking in that.
Okay. Well, so you're right about the other things. You know, we've pretty much wiped out smoking in public, which is good.
I asked somebody the other day. I said, "Do you know so-and-so?" And they said, "Oh, yeah, he's a smoker." I mean, that's the first thing they told me to identify this person was, you know, he's a smoker.
Wow.
It's like, I wasn't asking about his health. I was just asking if you knew this guy.
Right,
okay?
Right.
So it's very interesting that that's what they associated with him was this negative thing. Like, used to be, he's an alcoholic. Okay.
Yeah.
But no, he's a smoker.
Dr. Anthony Alessi is joining us. We chat with him once a week. Let me turn our attention to something that seems like it's a craze, intermittent fasting, Doc, and people are losing weight with this. And is it healthy?
So, yeah, Lee, so the New England Journal of Medicine in the last couple of weeks did a review article on dietary intermittent fasting. So when I saw the title, I immediately said, wow, they are going to hack this thing up, okay, because this can't be good for you. And it's the total opposite. I mean, the first data came in 1997 when they did a lot of research in rodents and found that it reduced the number of free radicals. And it basically would help rodents live longer by intermittent fasting. And basically, even in humans now, we know that there's a switch metabolically from liver-derived glucose. So instead of burning glucose, you start to burn the ketones that are in adipose tissue, your fat tissue. So what they've found is that through intermittent fasting, you reduce obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, like Parkinson's disease. I mean, these things are diminished in intermittent fasting. But it doesn't mean you go out and starve yourself. What's interesting is the protocols they put together really don't have to do with fasting, but when you're allowed to eat. So, for example, they have a protocol where for a month you only eat for 10 hours a day. So the other times you're not eating. You're drinking. You have drink fluid, coffee, whatever. But you're only eating for 10 hours for 5 days a week. The other 2 days a week, you go back to your usual schedule. Because our schedule now of three meals a day with mixed-in snacks is not working.
Right.
It's just not that good. And then it cuts it back to eating only 8 hours a day and then 6 hours a day for 5 days a week. But it does this over 5 months. The problem is some people say, I'm just going to starve myself one day and get somewhere. You're not going to get anywhere. You really have to readjust your metabolism. And the other way to do it is just reduce the number of calories you're eating per day for a certain number of days per week.
So, I'm sorry, but what is the right amount of time? Or is it different for everybody? I mean, if I saw, do I starve one day?
No.
Fast one day and then eat the next? You don't do that way.
No.
Okay.
So it's got to be, you know, a weekly regimen. So they start at you only eating for 10 hours
right,
a day.
Right, okay.
So, you know, if you stop eating, and here's where the big problem comes in, at least in my life, okay, is eating late at night.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you stop eating at 8 p.m. and you don't eat again till 8 a.m., right, that's 12 hours. That's half the day that you've not eaten.
Right.
So what they're saying is if you stop eating at 8 p.m. and don't start eating again till 10 a.m. the next day for 5 days a week, that's going to really result in better metabolism overall. So it's very interesting from that standpoint.
Does it graduate up to a different number, though, Doc? You're saying
they do. So in other words, you reduce the number of hours a day you're eating. So from 10 hours, you go to 8 hours and then to 6 hours a day for 5 days a week. But you do that over months.
Is it always consecutive hours, or is it, in other words...
Consecutive hours.
It is consecutive hours. Yeah. So you can eat between 12 and 6. Ultimately, you get to the point where you can eat between 12 and 4 in the afternoon. That's it.
Right.
All right, Doc, I got to run. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio
Network. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception. Gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're at talk shows. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637.
That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Sponsor of the segment of the show, Real Water, the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and Real Water's up their game again. Now with the Real Water concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere on the go. I don't know if all of you understand the incredibleness of this offer. See, I drink nothing but Real Water all day from morning to night. It's the only thing I drink, by the way. I don't drink milk. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. All I drink is water, and the only water I drink is Real Water, except when I'm at a restaurant at night for dinner, and then I bring along my Real Water concentrate, and I turn any water into Real Water with Real Water concentrate. And now they're going to give you a bottle free of this Real Water concentrate. Real Water concentrate can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put it in your wine, your coffee, your tea, your juice, you name it. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water concentrate. Absolutely free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling. And by the way, you know, my big Vegas flagship station, I've got so many listeners in Vegas. Just go to Real Water. Call them up. Go there and get it. You don't even have to pay the shipping and handling. Just go get it at the plant. Call 702-381-1217, 702-381-1217, anywhere in the United States. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. Or go to the plan. Don't even pay shipping and handling. 702-381-1217. How do you beat that offer? Or go to TeamGetReal.com. And after you've done it, I'm telling you.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I am Lee Elsey. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to hang out with you the first hour as I warm you up for Wayne Allen Root, who will be here at the top of the hour. New York State has decided to change their bail laws. Right? I don't know if you know this. Those of you who are listening in and around Manhattan, or those of you who are listening in Long Island, our friends over in Long Island, what is going on, not only in New York, but other places around the country as well, but in particular, let's talk about New York right now, as far as the bail situation. The Democrats, and in particular the ultra-left liberals, don't seem to understand is that criminals are dangerous. Not all criminals are dangerous, but many criminals are dangerous. And if just one or two criminals who are borderline, let's say, what you consider, let's say, a crime that borders whether or not it's worthy of bail or incarceration overnight or being held until your trial, if it's borderline, then we should insist that those folks stay in a jail setting until their trial happens. And if there's a bail to be posted, it should be a bail that prohibits these monsters from getting out. Now, manslaughter in the second degree no longer requires anyone to post bail in New York State. Criminally negligent homicide, third degree assault, you don't have to post bail. I mean, are you serious? Are you I'm at a loss for words. How is that even possible? Misdemeanor, reckless endangerment, don't need to post bond. Fourth degree criminal mischief, larceny, you don't need to post bond. Let me tell you something. Guys, someone's going to die. In fact, I was talking to somebody this morning that somebody did die as a result of a drunk driver who was let out. But some violent person is going to get let out too early, or instead of having to post a bail, they're going to get let out. They're going to kill somebody. And then what? I'm sure the liberals will have their excuse at that point in time. But the idea that these kinds of crimes are no longer being punished, it makes no sense. The legal system, the judicial system, incarcerating certain types of people, it's for the protection of the public. It's imperative that these people are kept behind bars and not let out. There was a story about a guy who just got let out. Bank robber. He robbed a couple more banks. How much more proof do you need? Keep bad people in prison. And, you know, I'm telling you, guys, wherever you're listening to me right now, whether it's California, New York, wherever, anywhere in between, and if you have legislators or you're having to vote in 2020 for people in either your districts or local stuff, and you need to do the research. You personally need to find out which one of the candidates is tougher on crime. Because we could easily spiral out of control in this country. It wouldn't take much. But we could easily spiral out of control in this country when it comes to crime. We have become so lax and so forgiving that these evil people are going to come out of their holes. And they're going to do a lot of damage. And they're going to cause a lot of crisis in this country. And if we don't wake up, we're going to be right smack dab in the middle of it. All right, listen, it's been a lot of fun. Again, Tuesdays and Thursday nights, you get a chance to hear yours truly, myself, Lee Elsie, here on the radio, here at the USA Radio Network. I will make way now for the great Wayne Allen Root. He's in the green room, ready to rock and roll. He'll be here in a mere matter of minutes. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.